Welcome to the 7 Secrets to Skyrocketing Sales. If you're in business or sales, if you're a service professional or a network marketer, you know that being able to sell effectively is critical to your success. While sales trainings and sales techniques are readily available, and they can give you some structure to your sales, few people look underneath to the hidden saboteurs that can wreck your sales, no matter how good your training has been. The other problem for conscious business owners is that since they haven't dealt with the hidden saboteurs, sales feel at least a bit out of integrity, or at least uncomfortable for them. And those feelings just aren't consistent with living a life of ultimate success. In this audio, you'll be introduced to the 7 hidden saboteurs that kill your sales, and we'll overcome each one of them with a specialized tapping routine. Each one of these requires a new perspective. Some of these ideas you may have heard before, but may not have been able to embrace emotionally. And some may be completely new to you. Either way, after you tap along with this audio, you'll be able to market and sell your product or service much more effectively. You'll see your sales figures rise, and you'll feel much happier with how and what you're selling. So let's talk about the first hidden saboteur. This is an identity conflict. You might say about yourself, I'm really not a salesperson. I'm not a marketer. There's so much social pressure to believe that salespeople are sleazy and that marketers are pushy. If you don't want to see yourself that way, it can be an identity conflict to recognize that you're in sales. And if you're in business, you're in sales. So I've got a reframe for you, but we're actually going to tap to make sure it sinks in. So tap the top of the head. I am not a salesperson. Eyebrows. I couldn't be that sleazy. Outside of the eye. I don't want anyone to see me as a salesperson. Under the eye. If I'm really good at sales. Under the nose. Does that mean I have to be sleazy? On the chin. Do I have to be slick and pushy? Collarbone. Do I have to be inconsiderate of others to succeed? Under the arm. Because I don't want to be any of those things. Top of the head. I'm open to a new idea. Eyebrows, but I've always heard that sales are really sleazy. Outside of the eye. The part about selling I do like is connecting with another person. Under the eye. I do like creating that connection. Under the nose. I wonder if there's a way. On the chin. To do something that's not sleazy. Collarbone. What if there was a way to look at sales? Under the arm. From the place of being of service. Top of the head. I know that what I offer, eyebrows, makes a difference in people's lives. Outside of the eye. I know that what I offer, under the eye, makes people's lives better. Under the nose. And there's no way they're going to get what I offer. On the chin, without sales. Collarbone. So when I look at it that way, under the arm, then sales are an extension of what I offer. Collarbone. Sales are an extension of making a difference in people's lives. Eyebrows. You might even say that sales are transformational. Outside of the eye. How can they get the transformation that I could provide? Under the eye. How can they get the difference that I can make in their lives? Under the nose. if I don't offer it to them. On the chin. I do want to offer it to them. Collarbone. Because there is something that they desperately need. Under the arm. It's almost like they're in prison. Top of the head. And I have the key. Eyebrows. And if I stand here with the key in my pocket, outside of the eye, hoping if they'll ask me if I have the key. Under the eye, I'm really not being of service to them. Under the nose, I should take out the key and hold it in front of them. On the chin, and say, here's something that can make a difference in your life. Collarbone, when I look at it that way, under the arm. It's not sleazy to be a salesman. Top of the head. It's a place of service. Eyebrows. So even though I don't like the idea of being a salesperson, outside of the eye, I do like the idea of being of service. Under the eye. And that's what I choose to focus on. Under the nose. That sales are transformational. On the chin, they are the vehicle for me to bring what I offer. Collarbone, that makes such a difference in people's lives. Take a deep breath. Now let's look at hidden saboteur number two, which is the fear of rejection. People won't like me if I try to sell to them. It's bad enough if I think I'm a sleazy salesperson, but if they think I'm one, that's awful. So let's do some tapping and see if we can overcome that energy with something much more powerful and life-affirming. Tap the top of the head. People won't like me if I try to sell to them. Eyebrows. Nobody likes feeling pressured. Outside of the eye. And sales is pressuring, right? Under the eye. After all, if they buy from me. Under the nose. It's really benefiting me. On the chin. And they won't like me if I'm pushy. Collarbone. Of course, my offer does benefit them, too. Under the arm. They wouldn't buy it if it weren't going to make a difference. Top of the head. I believe in what I offer. Eyebrows. I believe it can make a difference in people's lives. Outside of the eye. If I choose to focus on the benefit that comes to me, under the eye, and it is a benefit to me if they buy from me, under the nose, then I need to worry about fear of rejection. On the chin, but when I look at the benefit that they're going to receive, collarbone, and the huge transformation that my offer provides, under the arm. I need to go on a crusade. Top of the head. I don't need to worry about whether people like me. Eyebrows. Because what I bring benefits them. Outside of the eye. And some people will see it and some people won't. Under the eye. But I can't shortchange those people who need what I offer. Under the nose, I need to get out there and be brave. On the chin, because what I offer makes a difference in people's lives. Collarbone, and if some people don't like me because I offer it? Under the arm, some people will thank me. top of the head, because what I offer may be the answer to their prayers. Take a deep breath. Now, the third hidden saboteur that you might run up against is the fear of being misunderstood. What if people think it's all about the money for me, or they think that I'm desperate or I'm begging? The truth is, when you're desperate for money, it's very hard to convince anyone that your sales efforts aren't about you. They're going to feel like they're about you rather than about what you're providing. It's a great reason to tap to remove your worry about money. You know, it's not that you don't need money to live. Everyone does. But worrying about money doesn't bring it in. And in fact, it usually drives it away. So let's do some tapping on this so that we can shift this energy. Tap the top of the head. People are going to think it's all about money for me. Eyebrows. When I sell, I feel so desperate. Outside of the eye. They're not going to understand. Under the eye. But if I'm feeling that desperate when I'm selling, under the nose, then they are understanding. On the chin. I guess it's me that has to change my energy. Collarbone. Because if I'm worried about money or I'm feeling desperate, under the arm, then they're going to pick that up. Top of the head. And they'll be right. It will all be about money. Eyebrow. So I need to change my energy. Outside of the eye. I need to find a way to not worry about money. Under the eye. How on earth can I do that? Under the nose. I need to make these sales. On the chin. I wonder if it's possible to worry about money. Collarbone. At other times than when I'm selling. Under the arms. I wonder if it's possible. Top of the head. To go into sales feeling abundant. Eyebrows. To focus on the difference I make in people's lives. Outside of the eye. Because when I'm worried about what they think about me, under the eye, I'm all caught up in my worry and fear. Under the nose, of course I'm going to worry about money. On the chin, when I'm also worrying about what they think about me. Collarbone, I need to get the focus off of me. Under the arm, and I need to focus on what they need. Top of the head, I need to focus on the difference my offering can make for them. Eyebrows, and when I can focus on that, outside of the eye, when I focus on the difference that this offering can make, under the eye, they won't misunderstand at all. Under the nose, they'll know I'm there for them. On the chin, and I'm there because I want to make a difference in their life. Take a deep breath. Now let's go into some hidden saboteurs that are a little more about money. Hidden saboteur number 4 is all about misunderstanding value. It's the idea that people benefit more from getting something free than they do from paying for it. Yet studies have shown over and over again that when people get something free, they tend to devalue it. And when they pay for it, or pay more for it, they value it even more. So if you've got a misunderstanding about value, you may be tempted to discount your rates or feel like you have to give your services or products away for free. Now, this isn't to suggest that you might not want to give people a sample of what you do, whether it's a product or a service, that you might not want to consult with them or give them a taste of what you offer. That's a wonderful way to sell. But if you're discounting your actual services or giving away your actual services or products for free, you're not honoring yourself and you're not honoring them. So let's do some tapping on that. Tap the top of the head. You know, it's really better for them if I discount my prices. Eyebrows. If I could give away what I do for free, outside of the eye, that would just be the best. Under the eye. I love the idea of how many people I could help. Under the nose. But I wonder if it's true. On the chin, that people don't value what they don't pay for. Collarbone. I know the studies have shown that. Under the arm, but it's easier to feel good about myself when I discount. Top of the head. And don't my customers think they're getting something special? Eyebrows. Well, maybe they do if I tell them I'm discounting. Outside of the eye, but they might be getting other messages too. Under the eye. Because if I think I can only price at a certain point, under the nose, and I look at a prospect on the chin and say, it only costs this much. Collarbone, what I'm really saying to that prospect under the arm is, I don't think you're worth any more than this. Top of the head. I'm saying, I don't think what I offer is worth more. Eyebrows. And I don't think that you're worth more. Outside of the eye. And that's the most disempowering message I could give. Under the eye. When I charge appropriately for the transformation I provide, under the nose, then my customers value what I provide. On the chin. I know I can't provide this to the whole world. Collarbone, though part of me would like to. Under the arm. So if I charge appropriately for the transformation I provide. Top of the head. If I charge for the difference my offer will make in their lives. Eyebrows. I will be well paid. Outside of the eye. And they will value what they get. Under the eye. They'll treat me with respect. Under the nose. They'll treat my offer with respect. On the chin. And best of all, they'll treat themselves with respect. Collarbone, because they'll know they're worth it. Under the arm. And this doesn't mean that I can't do charity. Top of the head. And it doesn't mean I can't sometimes give things away to people. Eyebrows. But to get the most transformation from my service or product, outside of the eye, I choose to charge appropriately for it. Take a deep breath. Now let's look at hidden saboteur number 5, a lack of self-worth. The idea that no one wants what I have to offer, or clients would really pick someone else over me or another product over me. The thing is, everyone lives in different ways. People learn in different ways. They respond in different ways. So if you've had, for example, if you've ever had a friend tell you something that you thought was very profound and you went home and told your spouse probably said, you know, I've been telling you that for years, but you couldn't hear it from your spouse. Likewise, there are people who need you as someone who does business with them. There are people who need what you offer, Not the product next door, not the person down the street, not the company around the globe. They need you. So let's tap on that. Top of the head. No one really wants what I have to offer. Eyebrows, there's so much competition out there. Outside of the eye, and there are so many people who are better at it than I. Under the eye, why would anyone ever buy from me? Under the nose, I feel like it's almost not worth offering. On the chin, but I really want to make a difference in people's lives. Collarbone, I really want to put my offer out there. Under the arm, I really want people to benefit from what I offer. Top of the head, I wonder if it's possible. Eyebrow, that there are people who are looking just for me. Outside of the eye, that there are people who only want to do business with me. Under the eye, that there are people who need exactly what I provide. Under the nose, I wonder if it's possible. On the chin, that other people who do what I do. Collarbone, don't work for some people out there. Under the arm, I wonder if it's possible. Top of the head, that there are people out there praying for me right now. Eyebrows, because there are things that I do outside of the eye that are a little different than anyone else. Under the eye, and I choose to find the people who need me. Under the nose, I choose to find the people who are looking for me. On the chin, I choose to sell joyously to the people who want me. Take a deep breath. By this point, you may start feeling a little confused about the idea of sales at all, because a lot of tapping can calm you down and relax you. If that's the case, you can always come back to the audio later, or you can push through. Because at the end, I'm guessing you're going to feel great about going out there and offering your service or product. Let's talk about hidden saboteur number 6. This is your money set point. So if you would say, for example, well, I wouldn't pay what I'm asking, that's incongruent. If you're charging more than you would pay, or you're selling a product or service that is more expensive than you would pay for, you are out of integrity. Instead of lowering your price point, you actually want to increase your money set point until you're willing to pay what you want to charge. Now, increasing your money set point is a bit of a process. It involves slowly getting yourself used to paying more money. It involves getting yourself to know the value of the transformation you provide. There are a lot of pieces to it, but we're going to do a little tapping right now on money set point to see if we can get you over this hurdle, so that you recognize and can feel congruent with the prices you charge. Because if you don't, it'll kill your sales. Tap the top of the head. I wouldn't pay what I'm asking. Eyebrows, it feels like my price is too high. Outside of the eye, I wouldn't pay the price I'm asking. Under the eye, I wouldn't pay that price for what I offer. Under the nose, I feel really odd asking other people to pay it. On the chin, intellectually, I know this is the price. Collarbone, intellectually, I know this is what I should charge. Under the arm, but I wouldn't pay it. Top of the head. What I offer does make a difference in people's lives. Eyebrows. It just doesn't seem like that big a deal to me. Outside of the eye. But when I look at the transformation that I provide, under the eye, I know how priceless it is. Under the nose. And there's a part of me that knows, on the chin, that if I were offered a whole bunch of money, collarbone, to never have heard of my offering, under the arm, to not be in this business at all, top of the head, I would not take that money. Eyebrows, because what I know about what I do outside of the eye and what I've learned to get here under the eye, that's worth millions. Under the nose, the transformation that I have received is worth millions. On the chin, and I'm not charging millions to others for it. Collarbone. Actually, when I look at it that way, under the arm, what I'm charging him is really pretty reasonable. Top of the head. Knowing what I know now, eyebrows, the transformation that I offer outside of the eye, it is really valuable. Under the eye, it is priceless. Under the nose, and anything that I charge for it on the chin is less than the value that they'll receive from it. Take a deep breath. Now we're going to go into hidden saboteur number 7. The final saboteur is the fear of the thing you most dislike. So when you look at other people and you don't like a particular trait in them, you probably have a fear that other people will think that of you, and that fear will keep you from moving in that direction. Whether you're afraid that they'll think you're pushy, that you're overconfident, that you're arrogant, that you only care about yourself and you're inconsiderate, these are all things I've heard people say that they are afraid others will think of them when they're selling. So let's tap and get a reframe for that one. Top of the head. I am really afraid about what people think about me. Eyebrows. There are things that I don't like in other people. Outside of the eye. And I do not want people thinking them about me. Under the eye. I do not want people thinking them about me. Under the nose. I'm worried that they'll think something about me. On the chin, and I know I'm radiating that negative energy. I know if I'm thinking about that, it's more likely it'll happen. Under the arm, when I remove that fear, top of the head, of what other people are thinking about me, eyebrows, it becomes a lot less likely that they'll think it. Outside of the eye, but how can I remove that fear? Under the eye. You know, I know people think whatever they want. Under the nose. What people think isn't really about me. On the chin, what people think is really about them. Collarbone. I might contribute a little bit to it. Under the arm. But people misperceive others all the time. Top of the head. I could actually be sleazy and they might think I was nice. Eyebrows. Or I might be nice and they might think I'm pushy. outside of the eye. I really can't control what they think of me. Under the eye, I can only control the way I feel about myself. Under the nose. So I choose to focus on how I want to feel. On the chin, I choose to focus on being of service. Collarbone, I choose to focus on putting my offer out there. Under the arm, I choose to focus on the difference it will make in people's lives. Top of the head, I choose to focus on the transformation I provide. Eyebrows, I choose to focus on the incredible value they'll get from it. Outside of the eye, I choose to focus on the fact that there are people who need me. Under the eye, what people think is none of my business. Under the nose, my business is to provide transformation. On the chin, through whatever I offer. Collarbone, to go out there and sell it. Under the arm, and make a difference in the world. Take a deep breath. Now, as we were tapping through all these hidden saboteurs, new saboteurs may have occurred to you. If that's the case, write them down and use your tapping skills to work through them as well. Anytime you feel challenged with sales, listen to this audio and you'll feel more powerful and more in integrity with selling. When your product or service makes a difference in people's lives, you need to get it out there. And removing your hidden saboteurs can help you do that far more easily and effectively.